Now, when Governor Evers took office this year, one of the first things he said he wanted to take action on was a reform of the state's marijuana laws.
That includes legalizing medical marijuana, but it also extends to changes that help people who already have low-level marijuana convictions on their records.
That would include changes to the state's expungement system. Now, a bipartisan bill on the topic has passed the state assembly and is waiting to be heard in the state Senate.
Natalie Yar is a graduate student at UW-Madison School of Journalism and is joining the staff of the Cap Times next month. Her latest piece for WisconsinWatch.org is about the effects of low-level marijuana convictions and the changes considered at the Capitol. Natalie, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start by with some real-world examples, helping people understand what are the low-level marijuana convictions that we're talking about. What does that look like?
So, for example, when Governor Evers was talking about decriminalizing some recreational marijuana use, he was using the benchmark of, I believe, 25 grams. But the types of convictions that could be affected by this bill that's going to be going to the Senate now, it's a much broader set of things because it's an expungement bill that's not restricted to marijuana exclusively that could affect a whole wider set of nonviolent misdemeanors and felonies.
And we'll talk more about the push for expungement in just a couple of minutes. But what can these low-level marijuana crimes do to a person's life? What kind of trajectory can happen after a conviction?
Yes. So having a criminal record, and we know that around 1.4 million Wisconsinites have some sort of a criminal record, not exclusively marijuana, just criminal record in general, can have all sorts of implications for decades, often for the rest of one's life, when it comes to, for example, seeking employment, seeking professional licensure to enter a new occupation, to find housing, to receive public benefits. And in a state like Wisconsin, it's extremely easy for an employer, a landlord, anyone really to look up another person and see their criminal record through a system, an online system called CCAP that's completely free to access. So that kind of raises the stakes on what's sitting on a person's record and how that can impact them.
But government transparency advocates will say that's good, that we have access to that information. It should
absolutely
be public knowledge.
Absolutely. Yep.
And so that does that change? How does that factor into, I guess, to this discussion?
That's very much at the heart of this discussion. This bill that is, before the legislature is talking about increasing the opportunities for people to remove certain things from their records. And transparency advocates would absolutely say, hey, we're very worried about that. Wisconsin is kind of famous for its open government approaches. And so it's no coincidence that we have very easy access to this kind of information. But then the people who are advocating for this kind of change and advocating for more opportunities for individuals to clear some of these things from at least their more public-facing record would say, it's a balancing act and that at some point the opportunity for people to be able to move ahead with their lives and kind of start over in some ways might be worth that somewhat reduced transparency.
In researching this, you met a man named Brian Britt. Introduce us to him.
Yeah. So I met Brian Britt. He's 42. Met him at an expungement clinic that was being held at the Urban League of Greater Madison. He was there. There were about 20 people at this event who were looking to speak to lawyers who were volunteering their time. And they wanted to find out whether they might be able to remove things from their criminal records. He had two convictions. He had more convictions, but he had two convictions that he wanted to try to get off of his record that he really felt were holding him back. And they were both a marijuana charge and a gun charge from about 20 years before. And he found that they were impacting him in lots of ways. He wanted to try to remove them from his record. He unfortunately found that he wasn't going to be able to under current law.
But you found that he was struggling to get rental space for his new business and that he also he had to kind of get an exception from school when he was going to school in cosmetology.
Yes. So Brian Britt is now a barber. He has a cosmetology license. He owns I believe it's called Inspire Barber and Beauty Salon. on the east side of Madison, and he spent about a year trying to find a rental space. Or that's what he says. He says it took around a year for him to find a landlord that would rent him a space for his business, and he says it took quite a while for him to figure out why he kept getting rejected, and that at some point he learned that landlords were looking him up in the CCAP system, and then that they told him, you know, we believe because of your background that drugs are going to be sold at this location. And he finally, after about a year, found a landlord who would rent him a space in a strip mall off Cottage Grove Road. And that's where he has his business now.
Natalie Yar is the author of two recent pieces for Wisconsin Watch about the effects of low-level marijuana convictions. Let's talk about expungement now. What's the process in Wisconsin and what are we trying to change?
Yeah. So in Wisconsin right now, Wisconsin's expungement law, and again, this would just be the law governing which things a person can get removed from their record, or at least removed from their publicly available record. Wisconsin's law has been called by the Wisconsin Policy Forum atypical, as in not typical, because it's kind of unusually restrictive. And this may well go along with Wisconsin's, you know, history of open government, with transparency. Wisconsin doesn't give a whole lot of opportunities for people to take things off of their record. And so specifically, in Wisconsin, you can only get something removed from your record. You can only get a conviction removed from your record if you were under 25 at the time that the crime or the alleged crime happened, and if a judge made that decision at the time of sentencing, and also only in specific types of crimes. And so this means that most people who have a conviction on their record, and if they were 25 or older at that time, just are not eligible. And that's where some legislators, there's now a bipartisan bill that's going to soon be before the Senate, has already been approved in the Assembly, to potentially expand this, to remove the age limit, and to allow these decisions to be made at other times besides just at sentencing.
It sounds like part of the problem is that we used to punish marijuana severely, and now attitudes about this have changed some, but people who were punished harshly before are facing repercussions from those, you know, kind of now changed attitudes. Is that fair?
That is certainly one aspect of this issue. So this expungement, this bill to change the expungement law would have implications far beyond only marijuana, but that marijuana convictions are certainly one part of this. So this would also impact if you had a crime that was completely unrelated to marijuana. You could also get that expunged potentially if the opportunities were expanded. But people with marijuana convictions, we know that marijuana convictions in the state of Wisconsin are among the most commonly expunged. So for the people who can get expungements, those who are under 25 at the time of the crime, I don't have the number in front of me right now, but some of the most common crimes that they are getting expunged are marijuana crimes. So we can only imagine, you know, if that was open to an older demographic also, marijuana crimes would probably be could easily be a large fraction of these crimes. And yes, attitudes certainly have shifted on marijuana. We know that Wisconsin is not legalizing yet, but we also know that many jurisdictions have voted in referendums in favor of legalization or decriminalization, and that at points in the past, for example, in the 90s, some marijuana crimes were punished even more heavily. Some people still have felonies for things that would now be misdemeanors. So the lawyers I spoke to did say, you know, if there were a change in this, it could potentially, you know, relieve a lot of people of felony convictions. Of course, they're advocating for their clients who they want to give another opportunity to.
Sure. But across Wisconsin, it could mean some real change in people's lives.
Yes. The Wisconsin Policy Forum estimates that if this bill were to pass, they say at least 80,000 more cases could be eligible for expungement.
Natalie, thank you for coming in today.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here.
That was Natalie Yar, a graduate student at UW-Madison School of Journalism. And she's with us today to talk about her two recent pieces for Wisconsin Watch, looking at the effects of low-level marijuana convictions and changes lawmakers are considering to the state's expungement system.